From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. This summer, we're airing a series of stories about women and childbirth around the world. And today, I have the last of three reports from Mozambique in southeastern Africa, a story about efforts to prevent mother-to-child transmission of HIV. I've come to the hot zone for HIV infection in Mozambique, Gaza province, where 25% of those aged 15 to 49 are HIV positive. Among women in Gaza, that number is even higher. 30% are infected with HIV. At this health clinic in the town of Masia, 24-year-old Adelia is about to get an HIV test. She's wearing a stylish gray suit with a shiny alligator print handbag. Adelia is about 5 months pregnant. And if you come here for prenatal care, as she has, you will get tested for HIV. Nurse Celestina Matavel rips open the test kit, making sure the young woman notices it's a new kit just for her, so there's no danger of contamination. A finger prick, a drop of blood on the narrow test strip, and a short, anxious wait. The nurse and patient bow their heads closer to the strip as two faint red stripes emerge. Positive, Adelia murmurs. A second test confirms the result. She is HIV positive, with a baby due in the fall. She presses her lips together and gets a faraway look as the nurse urges, "Don't be scared.
Relax. HIV doesn't mean you're dead. Don't dare lose strength. You'll live your life the same way. When you get malaria, don't you come to the hospital? Don't you take medication? Don't you live? It's the same as this. Don't think your life is going to change."
That's an American doctor, Nancy Fitch, telling Adelia, if you take your medication, your baby will be okay.
Há esperança, muita esperança para você e também a sua criança.
I have a lot of hope for you and your child, Fitch tells Adelia. You can have a normal life, and your child can too.
Courage.
Okay. Thank you.
Dr. Fitch has brought us to this clinic. She's country director for the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation in Mozambique, which helps fund the work here. Adelia will be put on antiretroviral drugs through the last months of her pregnancy and through breastfeeding, so she doesn't pass HIV on to her baby. The newborn will also be given the drugs. Adelia will be advised to breastfeed exclusively for 6 months, something that's not part of the protocol in the West. But in developing countries, it's believed that the benefits outweigh the risks. If Adelia can stay with the regimen, the chance of her baby being infected can be reduced to about 5%, down from 30 to 40% if she were to do nothing. Outside, Dr. Fitch looks around at the hundreds of women waiting patiently, many of them HIV positive, with HIV positive children.
Here you're probably in one of the places where one is most inclined to feel overwhelmed.
She says the AIDS epidemic has reversed the steady progress Mozambique had made in reducing the mortality of children.
In the last 10 years in Gaza, the impact of this epidemic has just been terrible. So here in Gaza, you're at a place where you really feel it's in your face. Yeah.
And Dr. Fitch knows the women here are confronting harsh realities.
Babies in the past, if you had an HIV-positive baby, they would just, it's easier to let the baby die rather than take on a commitment to feed an extra mouth and make all these trips to the doctors and stand in line one day a month waiting for medication. It's a burden that a family on the edge could probably not afford.
Do you think that's still the case?
Absolutely. Not everywhere, and there's definitely progress being made. But on a day-to-day level, when you come here and you see the effort that needs to be made, it seems really hard sometimes.
Nearly all of the money to run this clinic for the drugs and test kits comes from international donors, the Global Fund set up to fight AIDS, and the U.S. government's fund called PEPFAR. In fiscal year 2010, PEPFAR's budget for Mozambique totaled nearly $270 million. That's more than what Mozambique contributes to its entire healthcare system. Even with all of this outside aid, about a third of pregnant women in Mozambique known to have HIV aren't getting the drugs to prevent transmission. Lucrencia Silva has brought her 15-month-old daughter Elena into the clinic. Elena wears a tiny soccer sweatshirt over her turquoise tulle dress. Both mother and daughter are HIV positive.
Mama,
Lucrencia is picking up a month's supply of free antiretroviral drugs for her baby. The drugs will slow the progression of the disease. Without treatment, half of all infants infected with HIV will die by their second birthday. If Lucrencia can't find a ride to the clinic, she'll walk 2 hours each way.
Tell me about your hopes for Elena here.
She tells me, I want her to lead a good life, to be healthy, and I want to live a long life. Lucrencia's story is one I heard over and over, and it illustrates just how the virus spreads. Many men in Gaza province, like Lucrencia's husband, go to South Africa to work in the mines. They're away for long stretches. Prostitution is rampant, and so is HIV. They bring the virus home to their wives. A Sunday morning service at a Presbyterian church in the village of Malayis. It's a small square structure made out of thatch with sunlight filtering through. The women and children sway as they sing. Except for the pastor, there are no men here. They're either working in South Africa or just don't come. I meet one of the pastor's daughters, Akasia Navete Mukambi. She's slim and delicate with a radiant smile. Her 16-month-old daughter, Virginia, dozes through the service in a sling on her mom's back. Akasia also has an 8-year-old son, Muyanga, who's so tiny, he looks about half that age. Akasia's husband works in the mines in South Africa. She tells me he got very sick and tested positive for HIV in 2007.
Akasia, how do you think your husband got HIV?
I don't know where he got it. Now so many people have the disease. So I didn't give him a hard time about it. It's possible that he got it from me, but he went to get tested first. So that's why I didn't give him a hard time about it.
Akasia's husband urged her to get tested, but she waited. She was scared and worried she'd be shunned. She got very sick and terribly thin. It wasn't until she was pregnant with Virginia that she finally had the HIV test. It was positive. Now, with drugs that fight HIV, her health has improved. She's gained some weight, and her daughter, Virginia, has tested negative. But Akasia faces a problem that's common in Mozambique. Because of drug shortages or stockouts, sometimes she can only get 1 week's supply of pills, not the whole month's worth. This is a big problem in rural areas like this one, where just getting to a clinic to pick up the drugs can take hours by foot or bike. If you make people come back more often to get their drugs, chances are they'll fall off the regimen and they'll get sick. As her children, Muyanga and Virginia, play nearby, Akasia talks about her fears for their future.
Since I have HIV, I'm scared of dying and leaving my children while they're still very young. But if the medicines really work, I'm not going to die of HIV. I'm going to die of everyday illnesses.
After church, Acacia and the other parishioners gather in a circle outside, and her face lights up as she sings these words, "Praying is what gives you hope. I will not go back. I must go forward." Our stories from Mozambique were produced by Andrea Shue.